I'd like to call the meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose as required by law. If you all would please remain standing after the flag salute for a moment of silent prayer for the tragedy in Boston also.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. May I have a roll call, please?
Leva?
Here.
Shuel?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Conley?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Thompson?
Yes.
Okay, first up, we had a recent event that requires us to have an executive session for a few moments. We're going to do it first thing here. So I would accept the motion to go into executive session for personnel reasons.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Folks, we'll ask you to wait outside for a few moments. I don't think it'll be more than about 10 minutes, maybe 15. Keep dreaming. Make sure I can put them someplace else.
Come on, come on.
The circus barker today, Justin.
What are you giving away today, Justin?
I don't know. I got to figure it out. I mean, new cars.
Mm-hmm. New cars?
Just a moment. We have correspondence from the Recreation Commission.
Make a motion to receive and file, sir.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, at this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion for petitions, remarks, statements, and testimony from guests.
Make a motion to close the audience portion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, next we have an ordinance discussion for the sale of surplus property.
Tell me this is the parking lot.
Yes,
yes.
Sir.
It is.
Yes.
All right, no. And why would that be, Mr. Pig?
Well,
was that discussed at the meeting I was not here like 3 weeks ago?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, then that. No.
Can you share why? Only because it might influence, you know, might.
You know the explanation why?
You know, maybe.
No, I don't know the explanation why, but, you know.
I think some of us are also on the fence, so that's why it would kind of help.
Okay.
And you had a question about that, too.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Bring it up. That parking lot was purchased with money from the old parking authority. You remember the parking authority, Jack? When they had the meters out here and all that other stuff? Mm-hmm. Separate and apart from the borough, when the parking authority disbanded, so the parking lot became the property of the borough. I know the purpose that it wants to be purchased for. But we lost another big parking lot, and my question is that parking lot going to be treated like the parking lot where the old DPW garage was? I didn't see that in here.
The discussion that I had with Mr. Rice about that is that he wants to use that as part of a redevelopment of that whole area there.
Mm-hmm.
There will probably be a loss of some public parking. He thought maybe up to 10 spaces, but there still would be available parking for residents, businesses, patrons, and things like that when it's all said and done.
How many parking spots is he looking at? Because he's going to get what's directly behind the bank too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so how many parking spots and how many tenants and how many parking spots?
Okay, a little too early to tell on that.
Okay.
Because he has not submitted anything to the planning board.
Okay.
Ordinance does state that for every residence slash business, there are a certain number of parking spots that must be provided
by
whoever the developer
okay.
is.
Okay.
That does not necessarily state that they have to be public spots, but he does have to provide parking for tenants and or owners or whatever the case may be.
Okay, in that case, then I would prefer, this is just for discussion, not
yeah.
for
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would like to wait to see what he plans.
Yeah, Scott?
Well, his plan is really dependent on whether he can acquire the lot as to what exactly his plan is going to be. Now, we could invite him in to give us a conceptual plan, which obviously would not be, you know, written in stone or approved or anything like that. Would be subject to change.
I know that he wants both commercial and residential there, correct?
I believe you are mm-hmm. correct. The lower floor, the first floor would be commercial. Upper two floors, I believe, is what he's talking about, would be residential.
Scott?
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think it's unreasonable for us to just kind of table this completely until we see some sort of conceptual plan at least, and then go forward, because the amount of parking in the downtown area is, you know, a little bit, it's as more shops are coming into town, it's getting a little tighter, as I had said, you know, during the last executive session we discussed this.
Yeah.
So I think that it's, like I said, not unreasonable to just see if we can just wait and see his plans, even, you know, as late as when he's ready to, right before he gives them to the planning board.
Would you like to invite him to the next meeting to give us
that would be fine.
A conceptual plan?
I had some technicalities regarding the resolution versus the ordinance, so I'm just going to bring it up now, even though we're going to kind of like table it. If you look at the ordinance number 5, it says the minimum price. And yet the resolution number 9 says there is no minimum bid price.
Yeah, these are just drafts, both of them.
Oh, okay.
It went up to the
I think council should give a minimum bid price. So.
Yeah. I believe the last time we did it, we gave a minimum bid of $1,000.
Yeah.
Did we have an appraisal done or something we were going to base that off of or something, I think?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't think we were going to go 1,000. I thought it was what we were.
No. That was just, you know, that's what we did last time.
Oh, yeah, but that was totally different.
Yeah, that was different. He had environmental issues. But
this is the value of the land kind of.
Well, there are environmental issues on the land adjacent to that, which could very well spread to this lot. We don't know, I believe, that for sure, mm-hmm. that he would be taking on that risk.
Scott, the council needs to see engineering reports if that's going to be a problem or whatever first, too. So this is all, I think, way premature for him to, you know, kind of be trying to get
presenting the other side.
Okay, okay. And then a couple of other things. I guess, since they are just drafts, they totally do not, like, match. So I think, like, the ordinance should say that it needs to be in accordance, like, with the redevelopment plan or that mention. See, at least in the resolution, you have number 15 that it says the buyer agrees to create a parking lot for the use of public on the property subsequent to the demolition. Like, I agree with that statement, and I think that should be in the ordinance.
Let me stop you for a second. This is a draft really based on the last time. I gave it to council so that you could tell me what you want
okay.
in it. I don't
mm-hmm.
think there is any demolition that's involved in this
no.
particular.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I think we need a statement saying we want part of the parking lot for the use of the public. I mean,
can he lease that from us?
I'm sorry.
Can there be a lease agreement?
Instead of selling it, can he?
I don't
that's
see any reason why not, because we used to do the one on 57 there by 31 like that.
You can do a lease agreement, but technically you're supposed to put lease agreements out to public bid as well.
Okay, so I have another question, too, only because I have no idea. I'm not familiar with government selling land. Like, who, even if there are anything, so who pays, like, the closing costs? Like, do we have to pay, like, Do they pay our closing costs? Is it like, you know, you buy a house and you...
Put it in the contract, what are the contracts?
No, well, they're not really closing. The only costs are for the borough attorney, which would more than likely be under the retainer, to produce the documents. So it's, there's not...
It's not like when you're buying a home as much as...
Well, no, there's no sort of, you know, mortgages or anything like that, or...
Okay.
Because it does have to be title research done on it, right? Title search done on it?
Yep, that's true.
Rich, you wanted some?
This is the same property we're talking about, checking the deed on the back of fire company's own too?
Yes, I believe it is, yeah. Sandy, you wanted to speak to it a little bit?
I'm sorry, just had a quick question to follow up. Are we talking about the public parking lot behind the crowd?
Yes.
Yes.
So I did want to let you know, obviously, with the attorney, I think that's great, Councilwoman Lieber, about having it in accordance with the standards and designs and all that with the redevelopment plan, but I did want to point out that the redevelopment plan actually shows a medical arts building located on the parking lot, so you can't, you'll just have to watch Ms. Staples, is that correct? Or, but, I'm sorry.
Oh, me, I'm sorry. Copen, yes.
I'm sorry, you...
Quite all right.
Our attorney needs to look at the redevelopment plan and phrase the language in such that it is in accordance with design standards, but you can't say to the letter of the redevelopment plan because that shows the medical arts building over there.
All right, it's still up to the council to decide on what...
I would like to...
If you decide to do that, I'm just saying.
I would like to look into the possibility of a lease, too.
Good idea.
That way we will...
Okay, so... Could be a long time.
I would actually like to have Ray come in.
Okay, is everybody in agreement with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, glad you would have composed a letter to Mr. Rice inviting him, and maybe with just some conceptual plans as to what he's looking to do. That takes us to the municipal budget amendment, which we have as resolution 97-2013.
I'll move resolution 97-2013.
Second. Okay, is there any discussion on this?
Yeah, I got a question.
Sure.
Sorry. The county tax is going up. How does that affect our budget?
Doesn't affect our budget, it may affect the tax rate.
Yeah, it won't affect the municipal part of the budget.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just the overall rate. When we put our little things together, when we send the tax bills out, you'll see the portion of the county taxes we collect on their behalf.
Okay.
And I believe the regional school district is going down slightly.
Yeah. And so did the borough, correct?
Yes.
I don't know about the borough, I know the high regional went down.
I think the borough did too. The only one that went up is the county.
Okay.
So they may offset overall.
But they said that the open space went down, so maybe it'll balance out.
Okay. Any other questions? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Tool?
Yes.
Kaliba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Resolution 98-2013, adopting the 2013 municipal budget as amended.
I'd like to make a motion to approve this ordinance.
So move, second.
Any discussion on this one?
No. Christine, could I just get like another copy, like the final copy with all the corrected numbers?
Sure.
Especially those top summary pages, you know, so I can see.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Leyva?
Yes.
Tool?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Should be noted, in 12 years, that's only the third budget I've voted for.
Okay, our reports.
Make a motion to receive and file as presented.
Okay, is there any discussion?
I had something for last week's report. That's okay. Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Committee reports. Code book committee discussions.
Okay. Well, basically, everyone had their preview of these changes, so I'm sure everyone went over them, and I don't know if you all brought them with you, but if, you know, I was hoping to discussion, and then we can, I guess, have just a straw poll vote on these items, so. Floor is open for anyone on any of these things.
I do have some.
Yeah.
Some questions. On the Chapter 1 General Provisions, Article 2 Fees, the statute you're referring to in there is the state statutes?
Yes.
Okay. So the state says $20 is it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We better get them to look at that. It costs more than that, I think, anymore.
You're referring to the return tax base?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's $20.
Okay, and Chapter 3 continued, Article 2 Decorum,
mm-hmm.
Change chairman from mayor. Should we have that as maybe mayor or his designee or elected chair of the meeting or something like that?
Yeah, that makes
to
sense.
To mayor or his
or designee.
Because right.
the rest of the code book says designee.
Okay. You know, I mean, whatever okay. works from a legal standpoint. And for Chapter 5 with the Civil Service Commission, I think if we rename it to the Civil Service Commission, what happens if the next governor comes in and renames it? You know, maybe something in there of its assigns or not predecessors, successors or something like that. You think that would be appropriate as opposed to just putting Civil Service Commission, its successors or whatever function the state designs it to
That's
be?
Interesting that you brought that up because it's in such flux now. That could change at any time, really.
Right.
We don't know. So.
So you want to say, or like it's currently this, or it's or it's
successors,
or it's New Jersey
or subsequent designation, something like that.
Something like that. I mean, maybe the attorney can come up with the proper.
I think you can just say, or any successors to same pursuant to New Jersey statute.
Okay.
Okay, that works.
Yeah. Any other ones, Scott?
I have a feeling that was pretty much it. Yeah, the only other thing that I was thinking is that the proposed change in recreation for the, you know, who takes care of the physical plant, I think should stay with us as opposed to the commission itself.
And that's my concern as well. That's why the notes say that the whole COPA committee doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay, so why would you feel that you'd rather see it?
If we own the physical being, I think we should take care of the physical being and let the Recreation Commission itself take care more of programs and things of that nature. You know, as far as, you know, cutting the grass or something like that, okay. But if there's actual physical problems, you know, I think that's for us.
I guess the discussion came about on this particular issue because it costs us more money potentially to have the DPW guys who get paid, you know, more money than someone that the recreation people could hire to do, you know, the same, like lawn maintenance, empty the trash, things like that at the park,
so
or whatever field that they choose to use.
Seasonal workers who would not be subject to civil service regulations you're talking about?
Yeah, well, that too. I mean, there's...
Or union?
Well, if they're borough employees, they'd still be, you know.
Well, seasonal doesn't necessarily have to be union.
They're not.
Because it would be considered part-time?
No, they're part-time seasonal, yeah.
And so they wouldn't be civil service either, right?
Anything over a certain amount of hours is considered, I think it's over 25 that has to join the union. No, I'm wrong, it's 20. Anything over 20 has to join the union. The seasonals are not.
Right.
Absolutely
okay.
not.
Okay, so the amount of hours, potentially, that the DPW would have to go over there and do, say that Recreation decides that, okay, they're going to comply exactly with the way it says and whatever, and it's going to cost quite a bit in man hours over the course of a year, potentially, if it's done by DPW as opposed to them hiring. They could hire, you know, 18-year-olds or 17-year-old kids to mow the lawn or pick up the trash.
They kind of do for the seasonal workers. I mean, we have a whole budget for buildings and grounds. We're just maintaining our grounds.
Well, it's not only the money. It also takes away from their time. I mean, as far as I know with the DPW, and correct me if I'm wrong, Christine, but if they're sidetracked to do stuff at the park, they may be a man short doing something a little bit more important, like, you know, road maintenance or something else. You know, so that was the thought behind that particular thing. So.
I can understand what you're saying there. I kind of like to see a little more of a hard copy of numbers as to, you know, what potential savings might be. You know, we would also give up control of the buildings and grounds, the plants, you know, by doing that also.
It depends how it's worded, too. I mean,
yeah.
Not necessarily. Because if you worded something to the effect that the Recreation Department could possibly at any time borrow equipment or, you know, things like that from DPW. I mean, you know, there's ways to, you know, offset any of the concerns. Really.
But there's no way the program to be able to pay to replace roadways, sidewalks, the rest. I mean, as it is, they already do a lot of volunteer work. They get supplies donated, like from Sherman Williams. You know, they've done so much work at that pool building, and it was all, you know, they did it on their own. You know, they're not, a lot of what they do there is not using the DPW. I mean, they already do maintain a lot of it on their own. They could say, hey, it's already written in the commission that we don't have to maintain any of these, but they don't. They do work.
Here's the bottom line. We have a Green Acres loan for the pool. So, because we have that loan, the borough is responsible.
Is that just for the pool, or is that for the whole area?
That's for the whole area.
Green Acres.
Green Acres.
Okay.
That's why they can't sell hot dogs there, like somebody coming in, an outside vendor can't sell hot dogs there because of the Green Acres loan.
That's right.
So you're saying the Green Acres would actually forbid us from...
Yes. Here's the bottom line. Here's the reason why. The borough pays the Green Acres loan, not the Rec Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So it is our property. We are responsible for it. We carry the insurance on it. We can't make them carry insurance on it because that we would have never gotten the loan. So that's...
Okay. Well,
and if
that makes sense.
If we're going to continue with Green Acres, we're going to still need to maintain. I mean, that loan, I don't know how... I think that loan is 20 years. So, I mean, by the next time the code book is reviewed like that, maybe...
Green Acres will be gone.
But we do have a Green Acres loan on that property, and they control a lot of what we can and can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And since the borough pays the loan, it's our property.
Okay. Do you agree with those statements, Ms. Copen?
I was not aware that there was a Green Acres, but taking that as true, I would say that is accurate.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Anyone else have anything on the code book?
No, that's all been reviewed by the attorney? Or no, you're going to forward those in before they're changed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're going to forward it? Or
yeah, we're going to forward it again.
Okay.
But the attorney has gone over most of the stuff.
Okay.
I do have a copy.
Looked at it briefly, and my understanding is it is in conformance with the recommendations that were made by General Code.
Right.
I didn't see anything that was an issue from my point of view when I took a quick review. I did not review it in detail.
Okay, so, I mean, before it goes to print, you'll probably look at a little...
Yes, because there's some things in here that still require the attorney's attention with regards to, like, the shared services and what needs to be mentioned in there.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Okay, so basically for a straw poll vote, basically everyone's in agreement basically with the changes except for the one with the recreation that we discussed. And that
seems to be
what Scott had mentioned earlier. So,
yeah,
okay, that's it. That's fine. We're done with COVID.
Streets Committee report.
Streets Committee. We had a meeting on Wednesday, April 10th. It was myself, Councilman Higgins, Councilman Thompson, We had John Bird there, Darrell, right?
Don.
Don, I'm sorry, Don, John Henry, I'm sorry, thinking of the wrong person. And we also had Christine there. Went over the list of roadways, which we talked about last time, and I'll go over that list real quick. That'd be Belvedere Avenue, looking to overlay from Carlton Avenue to the county line, the county line being the county roadway that's at the top of Belvedere Avenue. It's not the county of Warren line, but it's just their divine line there. North Prospect, Carlton Avenue to Kinnaman Avenue, that'd be milling and overlay. North Lincoln Avenue, Route 57 to Carlton Avenue would be also be milling and overlay. Church Street, Belvedere Avenue to Lincoln Avenue, that little short stretch over there. Jackson Avenue from Route 57 to the Jackson Avenue sidewalk, which is where the train tracks are almost, that'd be just an overlay. Oliver Street would also be an overlay. The total would be 2 inches of FABC I-5, 2,595 tons, and that's at 6888, and that's a total of 178,743.60. The milling, which would take place on those two streets, would be 19,153.20. And also you got to raise some of the manholes, 12 manholes at $495 each, and that comes to about 5,900. And the total cost of the project, which is really good, it was lower than I thought, was $203,836.80. That's not including talking to the schools, see if we can work something out with the Warren Hills Middle School, because there's a lot of bus traffic and excess traffic now that they have those other side roads established. So hopefully...
They're actually meeting tonight.
Okay, okay. So hopefully we can work a deal out. Christine's in contact with them, so it may come down. It may stay right around there. So we'll see what happens. But it's looking really good, and I think if the council's in favor, we go forth with this once we hear about the Warren Hills Middle School, mm-hmm. if they're willing to help us out here, which I don't see why they wouldn't be. I say we go for it. We also spoke about next year maybe doing maybe a road or two over towards the Flower Avenue section. We'll focus on some other roads that need to be done that are heavily traveled as well. So we're working on that right now. So it was very positive, and it was good and excellent news at the same time. So.
And they've kind of concurred with the same selection?
Yeah. For this particular few roads,
go around. Mm-hmm.
We're focusing on kind of like some of these roads that are falling apart that are very heavily traveled. Like I said, next time we're going to try to focus on other roads, whether it's we do Flower Avenue, we do one here and there, you know what I mean? So with the price as low as it is here, mm-hmm. depending upon the fuel prices now, because fuel, you know, oil is an oil-based product, so we have to watch and see that too. But it's very positive to see you actually doing some structural or there's some road work or infrastructure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we get a copy of that?
Yes, I'll get you guys a copy, no problem.
Well, here's the bottom line. This is all going to be paid for cash. We're not borrowing any money.
I know, it's all
we're not borrowing any money for the five roads.
Right.
So that's an important part, an important thing that we need to stress.
We're not incurring any more debt. Add
no
that to our budget
debt
ceremony.
To these five roads. I would make a motion, if that's required, to have you contact these people and sit, have a contract or whatever we do to go ahead, since the budget has been passed tonight.
And this is the Morris County Co-op, too, by the way.
This is the Morris County Co-op.
Sure,
yeah, we go ahead
second that. That's good.
And we get this done.
Mm-hmm. Well, the weather's nice.
Any other discussion? Let's do a roll call on that one, please.
Higgins?
Sure.
Jewell?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Glaber?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything else from streets?
That's it.
Okay. Sewer.
All right. Sewer committee met yesterday. And it was me, Justin, and Rich. We all learned a little bit yesterday. First of all, the new sewer engineer from Van Cleef, Mr. Mm-hmm. Justin, he's all right. His first words out of his mouth were, listen, I'm going to treat your money like it's mine. I'm not going to do anything to spend any money unless you know and approve of it. With that said, he said that he has a personal relationship with the people down in DEP. He has a meeting with them next Wednesday, face-to-face. He's going to ask them what the deal is with our wastewater management plan. And you know, if there's only this right here, he's like, yeah, that can be put off a little bit. We won't have to spend that money right away. As a matter of fact, my note, I put cheapskate. Okay, so anyway, we went in, we talked about South Prospect. Here's the engineer's recommendation. We also had Kevin Schout from the sewer plant there and Larry Murphy from, he was there too. He loves us. So we started out with South Prospect Street. You know that problem that's been going on down there with the backing up the whole nine yards. The engineer said, hey look, I read H2M's report from like 7 years ago, and he said, I'm going to tell you what your problem is. Your problem is your pipes are pitched wrong. So he said, the siphon, the way that the siphon is designed, he was amazed that DEP allowed a redesign for what they did. He said what they should have done is just ran the siphon right next to the old one, because the siphon was initially designed with kind of like a sink trap as a U. Ours is a V. So the pressure goes down, and it's because of the rock that was there. When I first got on the council, I researched that. There was a change to the design. DEP approved it. Everybody approved it. And he said, well, that's not a very good change. Anyway, we're there. He talked about, you know, replacing that siphon to a cost of about $275,000 for the siphon itself, plus about $50,000 for engineering, came out to $325,000. Now, we talked about the pumping station down there for those people that live on Gardner's Court, putting in a pumping station. The last engineer said that pumping station would cost about $328,000 to put a new pumping station in there. Now, this is what he came up with. What he wants to do, and we talked about the E1 pumps, their total to be put in and everything per pump would be somewhere in the neighborhood around $9,000, and that's a high estimate.
I guess in each, Dave, or?
Each.
Okay.
Each, and that's a high estimate.
And what an E1 pump is a little pump that just attaches to their one single lateral for that particular home.
Yeah,
it's like a sump.
You described that when we were
interviewing. You described that when we were here.
Yeah, okay. So. Here's what he wants to do. He said the pump itself is probably about $45,000 to $5,000. It's the other cost, the pit, the whole nine yards, putting that in there that takes it up to about $9,000. Okay. What he wants to do before he does any of that is he wants to TV camera that whole collection pipe in front of those houses there to see exactly where the laterals are. He said, you know, there might be some places that don't need the pumps. Right now, we were talking about putting everyone on Gardner's Court there, the back that faces South Prospect Street, putting a pump in there, four or five pumps. He said, if we spend about $3,500, we might end up only needing two pumps. We might only need one pump. And that $3,500 is the camera and cleaning the collection system and the laterals. Well, they're going to check on the laterals.
And that's
laterals,
including his engineering costs too.
This is no engineering cost to it. They put the camera in there.
Okay.
And Kevin said that he would be there when they did it. This includes everything.
Are they using his camera?
No. They would have to contact that recommended by the engineer was... I didn't write the guy's name.
Don't we have a camera?
No, we do not. Oswald's was the name of the company. Veolia has a camera, but it's in Connecticut. So he said, and he's worked with these people before, the engineer has, and he is pleased with the product that they produce. So he said it's $1,800 a day for the camera and $1,300 for the cleaning of the collection plate.
Before you go on there, Dave, it just runs in my mind that we have one. So, Christine, could you just kind of check it if we have one someplace?
I don't think we do.
I remember hearing something about it. But
so how does it work? How do you know what day to put it? It might not rain for a month kind of thing. You're paying every day?
And that's what he said. He said he needs one half of an inch of rain to check it, to put it down there. So what he does is he contacts the guy and he says, look, I want your service. The guy comes out and cleans the drain, cleans the pipe. Then, when there's a half an inch of rain,
they run down with
they
the camera.
They run down with
the camera,
and they camera. You know, so he said he calls the weather guy every day, finding out when's it going to rain. So, and he said, well, we might have a broken pipe. But he also said the pitch of that pipe was not right. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's within DEP standards, But it's not how he would have done it, how he would have designed it. You know, I mean, he kind of explained it, you know, we're gravity, and when that's gravity, that flows. And the pitch, you know, the steeper the pitch, the quicker it flows.
So how does this work, like, out of the budget, since we just adopted the
all
budget?
Right.
Where does these dollars come
all
from?
Right. I'm glad you asked that, Mrs. Gleba, because I have the answer. I knew that question was going to come. So we put $60,000 away last year,
last
we put $60,000
right.
away this year.
Right.
On to do the $328,000 project that was recommended to us by the engineer, our previous
right,
engineer.
Right.
Okay, so
to replace the siphon.
Right. No, to put a pumping station.
Oh, the pumping station.
Yeah. That was Andrew's recommendation that we put a pumping station in there.
This guy's recommending the 325,000 siphon?
This guy, he said that would be the optimum thing. He said, but the E1 pumps will work. But before we go spend $9,000 on five pumps, he thinks we might be able to get away with two pumps.
Right, okay.
So he wants to spend the $3,500
mm-hmm.
Good investment.
Put a camera down there to make sure
right.
that we're not overspending what we need to correct that problem down there. This will correct the problem, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way they set the pumps in, like in the one place there, the lateral comes out at the bottom of the collection system. Well, once it gets half full, everything will start backing up. The way this works out is they'll hook up to that lateral, but they'll put it in the collection system where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll pump up into the top of the pipe instead
right.
of the bottom of the pipe, and that should relieve the issue of the.
Hmm.
Okay, he did mention what was the backflow preventer valve that we had talked about years ago?
The clapper valve.
Mm-hmm. He did talk about those too. I told him we made that suggestion, and he's like. But we need to get this corrected. So I told him that he wanted permission from us, the committee.
Yeah. Well, I make the motion, spend the $3,500, because this has been a thorn in our side for I don't know how many years.
Okay, so I told
move
him
it along.
I put, all right, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
We also talked about.
We have a motion and a second for the $3,500.
I didn't
hear the
second.
Second.
I think there was a second.
Would you like to table it until Mr. Higgins finishes his report?
No, that's okay. We can vote on it now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Roll call.
Gleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Toole?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Now, I told him that you would probably call him tomorrow after our meeting
okay.
and let him know so he can go ahead and schedule this guy. Okay. Also, I gave a map to the mayor since the Veolia was there that they found an overlay map from the 90s when we did the I&I. I&I is inflow and infiltration. That is stormwater that gets into the sewer system when it rains. We did a lot of work. We replaced some pipes. We lined some pipes, the whole nine yards. But we're still getting a lot of I&I. We had 2 inches of rain, and our normal daily flow to the sewer plant is about 600,000 gallons. We went from 600,000 gallons to 2 million gallons with 2 inches of rain. So there's storm water getting into the sewer system somehow. They provided that map for future. You know, they're going to come back and talk to the council about starting to work on the I&I to reduce that. Let's see here. The head works equipment is on order and that should be completed by May. It's being made in Blairstown. What else here? The map, the collection system. We also talked about the GIS mapping. Remember when they came here and we said we weren't going to do that? The engineer thought, hey, that's a great idea. You know what I mean? He thought that that was good, so that they would do inspections of manholes, the whole nine yards. And, of course, Mr. Murphy, liking us as much as he did, said that he would...
Now he really likes the engineer, too.
He would hold the price for us again. And I also threw in there the thing about the electricity, you know, the...
No, the solar...
At the plant,
solar plant.
You know, the energy efficiency
right.
things that they want.
Now I'm kind of concerned here that if that solar farm doesn't go through, and I told him, I said, hey, I might have stepped on it here, you know what I mean, to save energy there at the plant by putting this off, and he said, ah, he goes, I work for some good people, you know, I said, I like you, Larry. His response was, I like you too, Dave. But anyway, so
they're going to hold that, they're going to hold that, the cost on installing the new pumps once we find out what's going on with the solar farm. So, and they've been going down there and cleaning out, Kevin said, what do you say, once a month?
Once a month.
Yeah, down there at, so I did ask him how long this was going to take. You know, from when they get the information, he goes, well, we need a half an inch of rain. And then he said, you know, we can do all of this.
Mm-hmm.
We can do this.
Good.
So I was real pleased with that.
Okay, and we're going to start getting those sewer reports?
Well, we did get a new one. I give them to the sewer committee. Does the entire council want them?
No, as long as we're getting them, especially
yeah.
after getting that audit done and everything.
We're
and
up to date, correct? You should have...
I have Marches.
Right, and we're always a month behind, so
okay.
we're up to date.
Yeah, I just want to make sure after we paid for that audit and they identified these things that, you know, we're fixing them.
I did talk to the engineer, too, about the dam.
what does he think?
He said, what dam?
Mm-hmm.
I had spoken to...
He didn't know, and he said, why was it done in three phases? He's going to look into that to see what can be done for that.
You mean the...
Pleasant Valley.
Mill Pond.
Mill Pond.
Mill Pond.
Pleasant Valley.
I know, he said, that usually doesn't, I said, but the water that we discharge goes there.
Okay.
And since
I had spoken to Finelli regarding
okay.
that dam.
Okay.
So I do.
All right.
I don't know who.
I don't either. But the discharge water goes there.
I would think it is the sewer engineer because it is a discharge water, so.
I don't know.
It kind of overlaps.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But he has friends in DEP. We also talked about Quick Check, and this is what I was starting to tell the mayor about Quick Check. The reason, you know, we told him that DEP put the kibosh on them, you know, coming in with us,
and he said he couldn't imagine why, because environmentally, that's better, especially for a place like that. So he's going to have a face-to-face, and what he thinks it is our wastewater management plan is down there. It was due in 2008, 2009, and it still hasn't been approved.
Right.
And Andrew got it all down there in time. So he's going to see if all it requires is an amendment to the master, the wastewater management plan. And then we can approach them again and see if they want to hook up, if that's all it takes. And remember, we get an EDU per pump.
Gas
per hose. So that was our report. Thank you very much.
Any questions? Okay, we have no old business. That brings us to new business. We can do 88 through 94 all together. They are redemptions of tax certificates.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on any of that? Hearing none, may I have a roll call, please?
Higgins?
Yes.
Tool?
Yes.
Kleva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McConnell?
Yes.
Honore?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Okay. Vouchers.
Make a motion, we pay the bills.
Okay.
A second.
Is there any discussion on that?
Yeah, I have one thing. Christine, if you look on page one, on the general government, you have that poster compliance $79 charge. It's also on page 14. Is it the same thing and we're paying twice?
What $79 is for poster compliance? Is one the library and one?
One's general government and one's miscellaneous.
Where's the second one?
Page 14.
You know what? This is the Recreation Commission. It has to be hung up at the pool.
Oh, so two posters you bought?
Two posters, yes.
Expensive posters.
I'm sorry?
It's an expensive poster.
They are. Every year, it's...
That's the statement.
I know, it's painful, but they're mandatory.
All right, so it's two different posters. Okay, I thought it was the same thing. I mean, it is, but you need two of them. And then on page 14, who's the salary settlement for?
That would be on page 14?
Yeah.
The same page?
Yeah.
That is our outgoing tax collector.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Anything else? On page 5, I see we have the battery for Chevy Impala.
That's the white car.
The white car.
White car.
Is it? Okay, because I was starting to think, what Chevy Impala did we have?
We have the white car and the fire official car.
Okay.
It didn't run for the whole winter, so we had plenty of battery in it, and now we're trying to drive it some more.
Okay. Anything else? Roll call, please.
Gleba?
Yes.
Joel?
Yes.
Suarez?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes, except for anything that has to do with the fire department and its name.
I was dozing off here, sorry.
I got it. And Thompson?
Yes, everything to do with that fire company's squad.
Recap.
Okay, I will reach out to Mr. Rice and see if he will attend the next meeting with some conceptual plans. We will provide council a copy of the final budget with all the amended numbers. We'll find out from Veolia if they do have a camera. We'll move forward with Tilcon and the Morris County Co-op with our road improvement project. Get in touch with Chris Justin regarding the $3,500 to camera the laterals, is that right?
Camera the collection system on South or
South Prospect area.
He knows what.
Yeah, he knows exactly what it is. But that you're going to do that after we find out if we have a camera.
Yeah.
All
right.
And a fix of ours.
That takes us to council remarks. Mr. Thompson.
Nothing.
Mrs. Gleba.
Okay. Just on the weekly report from this past week, I don't know if you need a motion or whatever, but I am definitely on board with you contacting Mansfield about tax collector. So if you need a motion, I'm making that motion.
Okay, well, I'll hear you.
We're finally a host for something. That's good.
That would be great. Been in touch with them about that, haven't
we? Right. What did I put in my report? I needed council's permission
that
to move
they
forward.
Contacted you last Friday, and you said you're willing to give us a second shot as long as council's on board.
Yes. I did meet with them briefly just to make sure they were on board. I didn't want to get too far into it with
again,
what happened last time. And their entire committee is committed to moving forward. They want us to take the lead. They want us to do everything.
So
as long as council's on board, we're ready.
You're in the process of hiring now? Awesome.
I'm sorry?
You found someone to possibly fill the...
No,
position?
We did not.
Okay.
We want to re-advertise it as a full-time shared service position.
Yeah.
Both municipalities feel that it will attract...
more applicants.
More applicants than, candidates.
And meanwhile, the CFO is not overwhelmed by taking this other responsibility temporarily. She's doing fine.
Well, we're doing it together.
Oh, okay, great.
So
you're having a problem.
No.
And you also give more responsibilities to the other employee.
Yes.
Right.
One employee in the finance office has stepped up, and that was negotiated in the contract.
Yes.
Which you'll see at the next meeting.
Okay. And then I'm just...
Hold on, we have a motion.
I made that motion.
Any other discussion on that motion?
I second that, too.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Sorry.
And then I was just wondering if the Shared Service Committee, Christine, do we ever see any of the, when we get the budget documents and those police reports and the actuals and everything, I never see a column for their revenues. So I was just wondering, when they charge for the parade or when they, I know, say, if the utility company hires them for street work, I know the utility company pays them, but... it's kind of like a separate thing, but I'd be curious to see what revenues they get.
No, that is not included in that.
Yeah, I was wondering, can we get that
it's
information?
It's what's budgeted and what's expended. That's what we get.
Right, so according to the contract, we're or to them at least, we're not privy to that.
We're not privy to that.
Well, it's up to them, I think, if they want to give it to us.
Well, I mean, that is public information, if I'm mistaken, it's finances, they have to provide that to us.
Right.
I would think provide it to anyone who walks in the building, yeah, and ask for it. Definitely not private.
I think that's a good
Likewise.
Yes.
Anything else?
Bring to the table.
That's all I have, thanks.
Mr. Torres?
I just wanted to comment about what I had talked about last time, about the vandalism in town. And recently, a police patrolman came, not a detective, but I was talking to him for a brief bit about it. And they seem to be making a little bit of progress as to, you know, doing an investigation on or whatever. So hopefully that situation will, you know, resolve itself soon. Other than that, that's it for my comments.
Mr. Jewell?
The only thing I had was, I forgot to look at the budget. I don't know if it was in there, but the HVAC system, was that something we looked into?
Yeah,
okay.
It's in the budget.
When do they think they can start that?
We have to go out to bid.
Okay.
So we'll start working on the specs, and I think I put it in my report last
okay.
week. We began the specs for the loader as well.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay, that was it. Okay, Mr. Higgins?
Yes. Sandy, maybe I should ask you this question. The flags at 31 and 57, they're at half-mast. I got a phone call from a veterans organization.
Okay.
Was that for the...
We had put them at half-mast, and they didn't get raised back up again. The problem is that we don't really have a person who is responsible for it other than myself, and I am not always in town at 6 a.m., and I'm not here on a daily basis. So we already paid for the entire Welcome to Washington area landscaping and stuff, and I would be very, very happy to turn over whatever equipment we have or anything with that and still pay to replace the flags. The problem that we have is that somebody who's doing it is doing it on a volunteer basis. It's not, since they live locally, they're not getting paid for it. I don't want to put somebody under the spotlight, but they're really...
Are they electric?
Yes. So we really need to take that responsibility away from that volunteer and give it to the appropriate organization, which perhaps should be the veterans, and maybe we can pay for the flags and they can do it. I think it would be really wonderful. We can.
Okay, here's what I'll do. I'll contact the veteran that contacted me, but in the meantime, if we can find some way to have that put up, I don't know.
I will...
If I may, Dave, the order where I work came down today to fly the flags
because,
at half-mast
okay.
until further notice.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I'm texting him, like, 2 days. I'm sorry, don't remind me. Anyway, so I will... so it's going to probably be a half-mast for the Boston thing.
Now, my flag is in Pennsylvania, so it would be the governor of Pennsylvania who put that up. I don't know. Typically, when the order comes for that, it comes from the governor.
Okay, well, I'll contact that veterans organization.
I don't know if the governor of New Jersey has done that.
And I will turn everything over to them, and we will still be happy to...
I'm talking about just the flagpole. They're not going to take over the landscaping.
No, but I will still pay the annual amount that we pay to replace the flag. I'll give them the keys, the lock, the kind of the...
Garbage contract. We're going to have to go out pretty soon.
We are. I have all the documents together, found everything I needed from last time, so...
Okay, can we talk about that at the next meeting?
Sure.
Shared Services Committee meeting. Do we have one scheduled?
No, I thought we would discuss that in executive.
Okay.
Right, Judy?
Yes.
Okay.
Then I am done.
Mrs. Connery?
Nothing.
I have a notice here from the Board of Chosen Freeholders, grand opening of the Warren County Library Headquarters and Department of Human Services. We'll have an open house on Saturday, April 20th, 2013 at 10 a.m. The library will be open from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. There will be live music and activity for kids and light refreshments should anybody be interested in going.
Isn't that when we give shots? The dog plays same day, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
What location is that, Scott?
That's their new one, located between Village Square Strip Mall and the Warren County Road Department. On 519 there.
Oh, okay.
Do you need help?
I won't be there, but...
I'm just asking, do you need help?
Somebody has to move the truck now.
rabies clinic this Saturday?
Yes, 2 to 4 in the fire bank.
And the only other thing I have is that we finally have received 3 time clocks and 1,000 time cards from the Delaware River Joint Toll Bridge Commission to be used by recreation. Our thanks go out to the Toll Bridge Commission and Ed Smith in particular, who got the ball rolling after it had been stalled for so long.
And thank you, Scott, for your play in that matter as well.
Certainly.
That should be installed at the park?
Yes.
At the pool?
The pool, and I believe at the ballpark also, just for anybody, so they can punch in and out and keep a little better track of everybody's time.
Okay, I will make a motion to go into executive session for the purposes of contract negotiations.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?